Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Neil Hare, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We've been friends longer than that, president of Global Vision Communications. Neil, I need your website. Tell us what you do for your customers.
Sure. The website is globeviz.com, which is globeviz.com. And, you know, we do public relations and marketing. We do a lot of stuff in Washington. So if you're looking to access members of Congress, administration, trade associations, the press, we do that. And then we also do commercial marketing and branding work for companies all over the country. So about 50% here in Washington, 50% around the country.
Good for you. And he does it well, folks. And he's an honest broker. I encourage you to check him out if you need something like that. Hey, Neil, talk to us about the first 100 days of the Biden administration. Now let's get into some of those policies that we skirted around in the last segment. I'm going to throw this out there to get you started. A national $15 minimum wage will cost us thousands, tens of thousands of small businesses. It will cost us millions of Main Street jobs, and it will only make the rich richer. If you think big tech, if you think Amazon has power now to do whatever the heck they want, to cancel whoever they want to cancel, then just wait till you get a $15 minimum wage. Am I overstating that?
No, I think it's a major problem, and it's just not the time. I mean, this is not the time to hit businesses, small businesses with that when we're all struggling to kind of get through this COVID thing where we don't even know what's going to happen in the months ahead. So, you know, there's going to be a big fight on that one. And I, you know, if I was a betting man, I would say that's not going to make it into the final package. But, you know,
you would have taken my bet if I said Georgia will elect two left-wing senators in the same day. You would have taken that bet too. So who knows what's going to happen? What are some of the other things that he's working on? He's going to be promoting unions. Unions are going to be a big deal. That's not good for small business.
Yeah, well, the interesting one he just announced that he wants to do tomorrow, you know, when he gets back from the inauguration, is an immigration executive order. I think executive order, if not legislation. So, you know, that was a big hot-button issue for President Trump, and that's a weird one because, you know, business, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is very supportive of more open immigration, whereas a lot of other people are against it. So he didn't really say exactly what it's going to look like, but I would see it's going to be more open.
He wants to get a path for legalization for 11 million illegals. It might be 20 million.
Yeah.
What if it's 20 million? What if it's double that number, which it could very well may be? The DACA, he wants the DACA path I'm compassionate toward those people, but this needs to be a national decision. This doesn't need to be a partisan decision. One, that's a lot of people.
Right.
This is where I think the Republicans messed up by not letting this happen when it could have been bipartisan, so neither side can claim control of 20 million new voters. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a balance, right? Like, we need workers. Certain companies need workers. Agriculture relies on, foreign workers coming to pick vegetables and things. But yet we also want to be safe and secure and not let, you know, people come in a country who shouldn't be here. So it's always been one to me that shouldn't be so partisan. I don't know why you can't figure out a deal, like you said. But it is. It's one of those hot button issues, and I was interested to see that he wanted to do that first. So
yeah,
not quite sure why.
Well,
so
I think that's sticking his finger in Trump's eye. I mean, because that was something that Trump was a big deal to Trump. This is the anti-wall policy, I think, is what he's saying.
Right.
which is a payday for the people who support him. I got time for one more policy. What do you think else is going to happen?
Well, I think it's all about vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. I think he's putting money into state and local governments, about $150 billion, I think. PPE equipment, and he wants to get 100 vaccines, 100 million vaccines distributed or in arms in the first 100 days. So
right. That's
the number he put up, and so I just will be keeping score on that one.
Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen, Global Vision Communications, globebiz.com. Hey, Neil, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Great to talk to you, and hope to see you soon.
I will. Take care of yourself. Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen. Follow him on his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.